prayer or whatever. Little thing there, just about learning how to receive guidance directly from Chaitya Guru, the Super Soul, who is the Guru Dev of all other Guru Devs. And one way I would say is well, first of all, don't shy away from projects that you stand before and let's say you want to do something and then you say, oh, but there's a problem there, so I don't do it. But you rather think a little one more time that, okay, a problem, how can I solve that? And there will be another, how can I solve that? Because if you do it that way, you don't stop, but you just, oh, I'll find a solution. Then often, and I would say that those who do that, they are those who often become successful, as we call it, because they go on. And then, especially when you are a person of God, a devotee of God, like that, keeping God in the center, and you may have this experience that you got inspiration or something happened. And even if you don't believe in God, I will say, oh, the universe just helped me, or, you know, things like that. As someone said, you know, someone who's really focused on an idea to be realized, the universe rearranges itself to make that come true. And as you do this as a devotee, walk that path, and especially if you have like a mission, which I have, which is really nice to have, and that you have been given, then as you go along that, sometimes things seem, this would be impossible to do, and you try anyway, and oops, it was possible, and that's definitely not because of me. Thank you. That's what you say in that situation. So I would say that when we have this attitude that, yes, you know, surrender, saranagati, as we call it in Sanskrit, to give, let, put your life in God's hands. And how can I serve you, and what do you want me to do? Just please, and then, but you, I need the ability and the intelligence and strength and all that to do it. That's also, I need it from you. This is what I call saranagati, and then again that gives, opens up that transparent media, that channel to inspiration, and then, because then God starts to use you, and you, some idea pop into your mind. Oops, where did that come from? And sometimes you forget it next second. So what I do is I always speak it right into my mobile phone. That's such a good, nice tool for me. Then I don't forget. But anyway, and this is what you're listening to now, for instance. But then, when you have such experiences, one after another, that yes, this didn't come from me, that was a flash of inspiration, very beautiful, then what do you do? First of all, thank you. Just say thank you, say it out loud if you want, but thank the one or the ones behind who gave you that guidance, who gave you that inspiration, who put that, you know, idea there in your mind, that you can maybe use to do wonderful things. I mean, that's how some people become super rich. That's how some people become Einsteins. And then, you know, you can get famous and all of that, but that's just byproduct, unless that's what you want. But then, yeah, sure, try out that then. Being super rich or super famous, see how happy that makes you. So that's the knowledge and wisdom of life, to learn and figure out. What shall I do? What do I really want in life? Yeah.